With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh, no.
Kevin, get the cowbell.
Cowbell.
Didn't you throw it at Katie earlier in the week?
I think I did.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Found it. Hey!
106.5 The End.
Props to all the Wake Up Call listeners. It's been cool seeing on social like all the cool things they've been doing to try and stay preoccupied and try and have things for their kids. What are some of the things you guys watched over the weekend?
Oh, I started really kind of deep diving into Hulu, which I generally don't do.
Okay.
I watched a Pete Davidson movie called Big Time Adolescent.
He made a movie?
Wait, that's on Hulu?
Yeah.
Really?
It's great.
I heard it was fantastic.
It's very good.
That was the movie that everybody was talking about at Sundance this year.
Oh, wow.
It's very good.
I got sucked into The Tiger King on
that's
Netflix.
That's the documentary you and I watched about the gay tiger guy
yes.
in Florida.
Yes.
We saw the trailer
for it. We watched the trailer for it weeks ago.
There are so many twists and turns.
I mean, just watching the trailer, I could have told you that.
I think I'm on episode 5, and oh my gosh, listen, here's the synopsis, right? There's a guy that runs a tiger farm, tiger zoo,
sanctuary sort of.
In the middle of Oklahoma, right?
Oh, it's Oklahoma.
He's in a beef with a woman that runs a tiger sanctuary in Florida.
The whole thing is centered around him allegedly hiring somebody to kill her, right?
I haven't even gotten to that part yet.
Oh, my God. And I'm on episode 5?
Yeah. There's so much to unpack because that's where we'll eventually get to, but there is so much to unpack all the way up until that point for it to make sense on why he wants to do that.
I can't wait to watch
that. I cannot either.
I put it on my watch list. I queued that up.
You gotta watch it. I've spent, what did I start watching it? Friday night? And the cliffhangers at the end. You're so good.
Because it's true crime, but it's goofy crime. It's like stupid.
He ran for president.
Yes. I remember that. I remember that story when it all went down.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I can't top that, but I've been watching ESPN The Ocho over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Have you watched that too?
I did watch a little bit of it, yes.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so remember Dodgeball?
Yeah.
The movie Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Okay, at this point, 18 years ago,
yeah.
They made up ESPN The Ocho, making fun of how there's ESPN and ESPN2, and sometimes there's ESPN3 and ESPNU.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was all of, like, the dumbest sports you could imagine.
Okay.
Well, ESPN loved that, and they embraced it. And have they ever done this before?
Yeah, so they've only done it maybe, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, very rarely. It's just one of those like special feature type things where they'll dedicate a weekend to showing the most obscure, stupid sports. A, the fact that people videotape this stuff is mind-blowing.
We'll get there.
But so just this weekend alone, they dedicated ESPN2, calling it ESPN The Ocho.
Okay.
And they just were running
The dumbest sports.
Like what?
So last night, I was watching death diving. What it is it looks like a professional Olympic high dive board, but it's just idiots that fall off in the most creative way.
Right.
As long as you land in a pseudo dive position, it's considered, they're judges. Like, one guy was just a gigantic fat guy that just did a belly flop.
Right.
One guy did something where he had to jump over three people before he even left the diving board. And then right after that was something called dodge juggle, where you have to juggle balls while other people are throwing things at you.
What?
You have to navigate your way through obstacle courses while you're still juggling.
I watched the World Sign Spinning Championship.
No, that's
you know the guys on the side of the road? It's like there's a cell phone company or something, and they spin the giant signs.
It's all professionally shot. Why? I don't know. But like, it looks like it's any sporting event.
Right.
Was it just over the weekend, or are they going to keep doing this? Because there's no sports on right now. So ESPN has nothing really to air.
Oh, sure.
People are kind of over watching old great sports because we all know how that game ended. Like, no matter how great it was, it's like, eh.
I didn't even think of that. There are no sports.
I hope they never stop, because you learn about stuff. Like, okay, so there was something called, first of all, there's a game called Spikeball. So Spikeball looks like volleyball, except the idea is not to hit it over the net, it is to hit it into the net and let it bounce back, and you're like playing against the same person on your side, and you're watching them hit it into the net and then bounce back out and stuff like that. There's also, this was the dumbest thing that they had on ESPN Ocho. They had an electrician competition.
Wow. What does that mean?
It was teams of electricians competing to put electrical stuff together.
That is the stupidest one. Rain watch sign spinning.
Yeah.
I had just missed it because it had just ended the National Rock Skipping Championship.
It's a stone skipping competition. Stone skipping. Here's the official synopsis of that on ESPN's website. The best games are the free ones, so thank Mother Nature for stone skipping. In case you were wondering how you stack up to the best, the world record is 88 skips set by Kurt Mountain Man Steiner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.